You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Northeast Wisconsin. Johnny's on vacation.
Yeah, so you get me.
I do. And we're so glad you're here. Shannon Cohen, we'll talk about you. You've helped out here before. You do a lot in the community. But we got to first celebrate Victory Monday.
Victory Monday.
Did you go to
No, I actually watched it, though.
Did you? I know everybody's really happy in Green Bay. We're doing great. It was a great game. Yes. However, as I was texting Todd, the over-under was 47.5.
Oh, so what does that mean for you?
It means you have to bet.
That's exactly what I was thinking. What?
So and I like betting the over because then I'm more excited about the game. I'm more for the offense than the defense. And John bet the under, I just want to say. And he's, like you said, he's out of town, so he's not.
So he's extra happy today.
He's extra happy today. And it was 47.5 points. And do you know how many points were scored?
No.
47.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. One more point at the end. I'm like, why don't you guys kick that field goal? Just kick it, just to kick it to be. Or, you know, when he.
How did they figure a half?
Well, it would make sense because now John would win. Because if it was 47, it would have been a push, right? So there's got to be a half. So somebody wins and somebody doesn't. So anyway, I was happy that the Packers won. I would have been much happier if there would have been 48 points scored in that game instead of 47, because then I would have won some money. But anyway, yeah, it was Victory Monday. That was a great game. And even with a little, we had some friends in town. They come in once a year for a game and they pick this game. I'm not sure why, but. We offered them our ponchos because we have, you know.
That was really nice of you.
Well, we got all the games with the Packer G's on. I mean, it's not that cheap, you know. They're
nice. They're nice.
It's a team poncho. So,
it's the real deal.
We went out, and the city was really busy, which was great Saturday night. And we went to C Street for a drink.
Oh, okay.
And then Chef Fusion's for dinner.
Fancy.
C Street. So I didn't tell you this, Todd. We were in C Street and A.J. Dillon was in there.
Really?
Yeah. So we talked to him. They took some pictures with him because
he didn't ignore you.
He was just on our show.
Right.
That he, you know, he was just said, you know, it was pretty easy. So A.J. Jim, yeah. So we started talking and then these are Donna's girlfriends. So one's from Vegas, one's from Madison, and one's from Texas, from Oklahoma. And they just get together every year and they come to Green Bay because they kind of grew up here. And he was real cool about taking pictures with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. And then we talked a little bit about the homeless shelter. We talked a little bit about his foundation. And then he wanted to know if you maybe help him out a little bit with a podcast. I'll talk to him Monday. So I don't know. I'm not going to see Todd this weekend.
Oh.
But,
I would do that. Absolutely.
I think that's what he wants to do next. But anyway, what a great guy. Because, you know, sometimes they could say, look, I don't want to do this. But
if he needs a co-host, this girl right here.
He was very, very chill. But I like that when these players and, you know, Mino knows a lot of the players. But you know, some of them are nicer than others when it comes to people, you know, wanting to talk to them. And,
absolutely.
I didn't even really recognize him. My wife's like, isn't that A.J. Dillon over there? I'm like, I don't know. So yeah, he is. Because he had done some stuff with us at the Children's Museum.
Oh, right.
So anyway, it was great. So we C Street was a lot of fun. We enjoyed that. Was your weekend good? Like, you have kids, are they?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was actually just me and my son, Nash. Alan had to go up north and take out the dock.
Oh, yeah.
So,
this time of year.
Yep. It was that time. So, yeah, he had to go up there, do that, took my daughter. Unfortunately, my son was home with impetigo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Super fun.
Sounds like a game, impetigo. Let's play impetigo.
Yes.
It's got one of those pop-matic things.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, let's sit around. It's time for impetigo. Oh, thanks, Mom.
I wish it was that fun. I mean, really.
What is it?
So, it's just basically he gets...
It's like a skin rash, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it like just kind of randomly pops up, and it's not something fun. And I didn't think of it, and then all of a sudden, one morning, he's like, Mom, I got this new thing on my face. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I'm like, here it is.
That's not the place you want to get that.
Like, no, probably not for school.
You know?
No. Yeah, I was like, ugh.
I had it as a kid every once in a while, and it was always like on my ankles or something like that. So you could kind of hide
lucky.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, his is all over his face. So he...
Wow.
He was excited he got to stay home for 2 days from school, so right. He really wasn't sad about that at
Kick
all.
Kick the edge off. Wow.
We just hung out. We made some bug soap. We made some slime, a volcano.
That's cool.
What?
We made the best of it.
My mom, first of all, my mom would have said, you're going to school.
Yeah, right.
And then if I did stay home, there would be a list of things to do around the house.
Well, no, he was really sad because he loves going up north. He loves fishing and he loves just hanging out.
Oh, taking the dock out.
Yeah.
He even likes that. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and he loves his Nana and Papa. So he was really kind of bumming. So I'm like, okay, let's make this a little special.
You're a good mom.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. That's nice to make it not like just sit around and read books.
I even went and got a McDonald's. Because we typically get McDonald's halfway up in Wittenberg on our way up there. So I made him feel included.
Did you see that email that... So we have a... Shannon and I work together. You work full-time at the New Community Shelter. I work part-time there. And we're going to talk about that in the 7:30. We're going to talk about some of the things that you do there. But did you see that our boss went through McDonald's? And she sent this picture, Todd. Terry went through McDonald's and she's wearing a baseball cap. It's Saturday morning.
Sure.
Baseball cap, and you know, I mean, she looked like a Saturday morning. I mean,
right.
she's
just relaxing,
very relaxing. And the lady in her order put in a job application.
She's like, I think I need to step it up a bit.
I think I need to get a little bit more dressed up before I go out.
I think they do that funny. To everybody
do
on certain days.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
She,
so it's not because
okay. She took it. She sent a text. Can you believe what just happened? Anyway, we'll see if she takes it. No, she's doing. I got to tell you something about, you know, being on the radio is kind of different for me. It's been a year. And sometimes you got to be a little bit careful. I'll explain. Johnny and I were talking about what he's doing this weekend. He's up north with his brother chopping wood. And I don't think they have a stove or something. I think they use the wood like for the winter, whatever. And I said, I'm going to a surprise birthday party.
For
a friend of mine. She was listening. But she didn't make the connection because I didn't say it was my chief of staff's wife. There's a lot of surprise birthday parties.
Right.
You know, we know a lot of people. I don't know if I said she was 50 or not. I must have not. But she goes, I heard that on the radio that you were going to a surprise birthday party. I'm like, yeah, it's yours. So she didn't make the connection.
Thank goodness.
I know, right? I think I had to say a little bit more.
When you said it, both John and I looked at each other and went,
great surprise. Great surprise. You know, wait for blown in. But those are fun parties. It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
That to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, and there's a lot of...
You tell me, it's like on the radio, that was not a good idea.
Right.
Wrong person to say it to.
Right?
Well, I'm so glad when she said that. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm glad you...
So if you're having a surprise party, don't tell Jim.
Right. Well, it was on the radio, but that was fun. It was in Hortonville, where that Black Otter... Have you been to that restaurant?
I have not. It's on my list.
Okay. Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So...
So good.
I'm just starting the supper club journey.
Okay, we're into that on this show. Supper clubs. There's a for the NFL draft right across the street here at Schreiber. They're hosting a supper club event for, you know, Northeast Wisconsin.
Looks amazing.
It's going to be interesting.
Unfortunately, I will not be going.
They're not giving it away, but I think people, whether they go to that event, which I think is great, on their list, they should Google supper clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I got that book for Christmas last year on Wisconsin Supper Clubs.
Oh, nice.
It's awesome. That stuff in St. Anne's, you know, and like around Elkhart Lake, there's a lot of supper clubs in that neck of the woods. So there's a lot all over Northeast Wisconsin. But so people, when they come here, I didn't tell you this. I own a website, thegreenbayway.com.
Okay.
Do you really?
Yeah. I bought it a long time ago because I was going to use it for a different
business.
The stuff
you learn about this.
But I'm thinking... You know, but could I charge people? And then would people Google the Green Bay Way and have supper clubs, have this things to do? But there's really a big, big website. We've had Discover Green Bay on here, and they're doing a good job.
Because,
mm-hmm. Of course, they're paid through by room tax. I mean, by room tax, and so that helps them. But there's just a lot to do. I don't want people to miss out on, like, oh, I wish I would have done that. Like, I wish I would have gone to a supper club. You know, I wish I would have gone.
Yeah.
It's not that far, right? I mean, it's, what, 40 minutes to get to the Black Otter?
Well, I mean, you can just go to Rivers Bend.
Well, no, there's a lot of good ones. I'm just saying right. You're right. There's Rivers Bend. There's that place right out on 41. 41. That's a good place too. I've been there, and it's the salad bar that people need to experience.
Right.
The food's great, but the salad bars are super unique and old fashioned. Street should be on there.
We went to one with our neighbors out in Freedom, and their big kick was they had a seafood buffet.
Oh, that's a good one. I've been there.
The Colonial House.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My husband was just like infatuated.
So it's. I don't know, $30, $35, $40? I forgot what it was.
I think it was like $40.
Okay. Went there with my mom and my brothers. But it is all the crab legs, like, to the ceiling. It was just... And what's nice about a supper club is they're not kind of over you to rush you. They kind of know that you're going to kind of own the table for, you know, more than an hour, probably hour and a half. And then they have that whole dessert bar. But no, I just hope people really, when they're... You know, there's we're going to have... Michael Friedman, he is the guy working with the Simple Life Hospitality to kind of rent your home out.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to ask him if people are renting for 4 days or 7 days. But if, man, if you're renting for 7 days, you got to have the supper club on your list.
You got to.
And I don't know. Do people in Oklahoma know that we're known for supper clubs? You know, I don't know.
Probably not.
We know we're known for supper clubs. So anyway. Yeah, I don't know if there's a way we can monetize that website, but I'm going to talk to you guys about that one of these shows. I just want to make sure that people take advantage. I mean, I know, like you and Todd, Northeast Wisconsin pretty well. Mm-hmm. There's some great stuff in Oshkosh to see. There's awesome stuff in Appleton. And then there's all these little nooks and crannies, cheese shops. And I hope people go to, like, Stangleville to that meat market across the street is Crohn's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think people might want to go take a look at some of our historic churches, which are unbelievable in this neck of the woods.
Yeah.
They are. Like, anyway, we have to work on that. I have that show on Sundays called Lean Local. On the first Sunday of every month, we dedicate it to the NFL draft. Oh. So there's going to be a lot. I'm going to have my next show is going to be how to get a Uber license, how to get a bartender's license, you know, so you can make some cash.
Generally. Nice.
Not that it's all about money, but why not?
Well,
why not?
But you are Jim Schmidt, so it is.
Why not? Hey, we have a lot to do. We have a great show coming up. John Kramer, who's coming in, he's the guy that went out to D.C. with that victory flight, which is pretty cool. Michael Friedman, as I mentioned, from Simple Life Hospitality is going to be here. And then Kate Stell, she's the marketing administrative communicator. Oshkosh Public Museum, 100 years old.
Awesome.
The cool stuff they have there, we're going to talk about that. This is Mino and the Mayor with our special guest, Shannon Cohen. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. This is Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW and, of course, 98.3 FM WISS and worldwide on the Civic Media app. That's always fun when we get texts in from people listening, like in Florida. We had this guy out in the Rocky Mountains that texted us. And
Danielle texted in. She's listening this morning.
So
Michael texted in, too, just so you know. Can't wait to be in here this morning. So, yeah.
But this Danielle, I'm still listening. That's the lady who was a surprise birthday party. So I'm glad I didn't blow it. I hope I don't think I did. Anyway, hey, so the game. You watched the game.
Yeah. I normally don't. Sorry. But I did.
Okay. And there was a couple commercials. And I'm not going to complain about the commercials. I'm just saying how skewed they are. They're usually, you know, beer or autos, you know, cars, Chevys, Fords, all that, because that's kind of like a mainstay. And then, of course, all the drugs. Political.
Ugh.
Right?
I'm so ready for it to be over.
You know what? And we're close to that. But maybe this show is going to be my platform, but I want to get some legs under my concept that political ads, because they did this article, Todd, yesterday. You find this interesting. Just the TV markets in Green Bay. Of course, Green Bay is Oshkosh, Appleton. They got about a million people reach.
Right.
Are picking up $8 million of advertising. That's a lot of money. They're just like for doing nothing, right? Just for having a signal, they're picking up $8 million. And that's just TV and then all this print stuff. I mean, how many? But this is my, this is what I want to get working. I want to get people to support this new concept. And I'm interviewing on my, for my show, Lean Local. I'm interviewing Tony Weed, who's running for Congress on the Republican side. And then Dr. Kristen Lowry, I'm interviewing her next Sunday. They're both candidates for Congress. And I've interviewed state senators and everyone in between. This is my concept. Political advertising. Your organization has to give 10% to charity.
I love it.
And they can pick the charity. Like if, so Jim Schmidt for mayor, we raised $120,000. That means I would have had to give $12,000 to charity.
I like it.
So do I. And I looked at $8,800,000. Do you realize if we would even get $100,000 of that, what that would do for the new community shelter?
Yeah. You have no idea.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
But I, you know, and the thing is I thought they would take 10% of their money and put it into a pool and then other people would decide. But we'll let the organization decide. So, you know, I don't know, what are they, $500 million? You know, that's crazy. So $50 million of that is going to go to charity. That'd be awesome.
That'd be fantastic.
And they'd come in to, you know, some of these great, and there's so many good charities, aren't there?
There are.
We work for one of them, but there's just so many good ones. We have them on the show all the time. They could come in and say, you know what? We have to give 10% of our money to charity because that's the new law initiated by Jim Schmidt on Civic Media. And now it's caught fire and it's a national program. And we're going to give, you know, $50,000 to the Oshkosh Public Museum in celebration of their 100th year anniversary. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Okay, work
I
on
think
that.
So. All right. On my side job. Oh, hey, someone just said that they can confirm that people in Oklahoma know nothing about supper clubs. Thanks, Allison.
Yeah. We had one of our friends who was up here this weekend when we went out. Yeah, we didn't really do the supper club thing. We went to Chef Fusion's, which was great. I mean, there's so many good restaurants in Green Bay. But they didn't get a reservation pretty early. They told me to do that. Another text. Well, we got nice texts in today. Thanks for sending these in. I haven't read it yet, so I should, before I say thank you, let me read it. No.
Jim Schmidt sucks.
Should give 50% of his money to charity. Okay, listening from Indianapolis this morning. What a great, great city.
Yeah.
Didn't we just have somebody who went down to Indianapolis?
That's this guy.
Oh. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Right?
That
is Terry.
Love that city. Great weekend. Billy Strings was phenomenal on Saturday night. Billy Strings. Billy Strings is
remember
the,
we talked
yep,
about.
We did. But yep. What is that again?
An artist, singer.
Singer-songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's what it was.
Band something.
Took in the Indy Zoo. Good idea. Yesterday after watching the Packers at a local pub downtown here. They have great local pubs in downtown Green Bay. Going to the Brickyard. Awesome. Man, life is good.
I would say.
That is a good city. Indianapolis. Yeah. The only thing they don't have and they're not going to have is a professional baseball team because, you know, Cincinnati and the other cities around there. But
I think they'll be okay.
Other than that, yeah, they really work hard and they've got some great living, all sorts of downtown. They got, you know, just for everyone, right? Higher income, middle, lower. They've got great housing. The track, the Indy 500 track is kind of out in the sticks a little bit. And that whole area could be redeveloped someday. Yeah, I was down there and we drove on the track.
Well,
which
that's fun.
Awesome. It was awesome. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I should do that for my husband.
Yeah, that's a good time. That's a great city. Well, good. I'm glad he's having a good time down there. There's so many good cities, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite besides
Green Bay? Mean, we do St. Louis a lot because that's where my in-laws live. So they have some great stuff down there.
Oh,
we really don't
they
get along. I should say Tucson. My dad lived in Tucson for a
while. Tucson's good.
I really liked that, but we don't get out much.
Did you go to St. Louis? Did you take your kids to City Hall when you go on? Probably not.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I take them to the City
Boy,
Museum.
Growing up in the Schmidt house, we're going to City Hall, kids.
And we
Yay!
Did.
Get the station wagon.
And we did. Hold hands, kids. We're taking the tour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They have a beautiful, beautiful City Hall.
My daughter is in fourth grade this year. And they are going to Madison.
Yes, they are.
And they're going on my birthday this year.
Are you a chaperone? That's
a fun
trip.
I think so.
Yeah, you should do that. Go rub the nose of the badger. Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff you can do there.
I'll go say, hey, I know Jim Schmidt.
So we got a text from Kyle in Luxembourg. I think he went to see Courtney that we had on the show performing on Friday.
Oh, yeah, she was great.
And yeah, he just texted in. He said he had a great time. She was absolutely awesome.
Yeah. This local music, and we dedicate our shows on Friday. You know, Dennis from the Glam Band kind of hosts the show.
He's
that last hour.
Amazing person.
Isn't he? Yeah. We have got just, we had some great talent that, we had that blues, no, it wasn't blues. You know, that like Nashville music, not country, bluegrass.
Bluegrass.
Oh, there you go.
And they played over at, the place right next to us, on the coffee place right across from the Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Anyway, I might get them to play at my house for Christmas. I just really like them. I just think they're, I love their energy and, you know, so anyway, because I like Christmas parties and I like to have entertainment in my house.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find somebody or that there's just all this great talent in Green Bay. And of course and the Packers. I'm not forgetting about the Packers. I just wish they would have scored 48 points.
Jim, I have to tell you, I'm still laughing about it. On Friday, we were talking about parties and stuff, and you said you had a couple of guys over to your house, and you were showing them your China, all your China sets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, and they interrupted me.
And the guy said, we want to see your guns.
Jim, we don't care about your guns. We want to see your guns. He was serious, dude. He interrupted me. I'm like, Dennis, come on, man. Let me finish this. All right. Hey, we got a great show. Brittany Merlot's coming up. Going to talk about this weather pattern that's coming through here. And it's looking good for next weekend. Of course, we got the whole week we're going to deal with. John Kramer, again, who took the flight to D.C., is going to tell us about it. And
you're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. This is Jim Schmidt with Mino and the Mayor. Special guest today is Shannon Cohen. There you go. You're waking up. All right. Johnny's on vacation. And we're talking about this great victory weekend that we had here. So many good things going on. Of course, the Packer victory. The Packers and the Saints scoring a combined total of 47 points.
Which was not enough for Jim.
Not enough. I bet the over, and it was 47 and a half. So one more field goal or one more extra anything. But I'm glad they won, and that's what's important. So, Brittany.
Hi, yes. Brittany.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. You know, Brittany, we talked about getting together on Sunday to look at the leaves up at Granite Peak and take the chairlift. And I get up early, but when the sun came up, it was sunny out. It was nice at 8 o'clock. I thought, I made a mistake. I should have gone up there. But, man, by 10 o'clock, it was like cloudy and rainy. And
dodged a bullet
there.
So how are the leaves up there? Is this weekend looking better?
I think this weekend is going to be our peak. Because right now here in, you know, central Wisconsin area, we're at about 75% color. And I was looking at that mountain, and it's not as peppered and beautiful and vibrant as it usually is. So that's why I was like, let's wait one more week. Plus, we've got those winds and rain and nasty stuff that happened yesterday. Some of those gusts got up to 40 miles per hour.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
It was. I was trying to drive in it, and it was just throwing me across the road. So very, very interesting stuff. And we've got another cold push moving through, which is going to be changing even more colors. So a lot of the state, I even think the Fox Valley is going to start to turn even more as we go through the next few days, because highs today, 50, tomorrow, upper 40s, and then even Wednesday, some low 50s. Before we climb again a little bit. But so the weekend's looking gorgeous. If we are going to do this weekend, 70 on Saturday, 70 on Sunday.
No,
there it is.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sunny?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it. Hey, I think we'll figure that out. I'll text you this week. But just in terms of people planning out their weeks, that cold, that's cold. Do we have any frost coming? I hope not.
Actually, yes. Tomorrow night, it looks like tomorrow night is a really good chance. It could be some scattered frost tonight. We're looking at lows around 38 degrees, but tomorrow night, the entire state crashes cold. In fact, here in the Fox Valley, about 32 degrees, maybe a degree or two cooler. So that could be a freeze out there.
Cover those flowers.
Yeah, we're talking with Brittany Merlot. She's our chief meteorologist for Civic Media, and we want you to like her, but that is not a great report, Brittany.
Yeah.
But we still love you. Hey, let's talk about the weekend, though. Next weekend, as you plan, is there still apple picking? I mean, we got on a couple of weeks ago. It was unbelievable. So if there's still apple picking, get out there and do that.
Before the freeze.
Yeah. Well, yeah, really. Brittany, I want to go look at leaves during the game because I don't want to wait in line or anything.
I wasn't sure if it was the traffic. I was like, oh, he wants to avoid the traffic.
No, it'll be the opposite way. If I'm driving to Wausau, everybody's going to be coming this way. All right. So let's just, are you good or do you have, are you one of those people that can't miss a game?
No, I can miss a game. That's
all right, cool.
I mean,
we're doing it.
I'll watch the replays.
Okay, me too. Well, I'll listen to it on the way.
Now, for sure, you can do it this weekend because we had heard that last weekend was the last weekend, remember?
Oh,
we got that
Brittany,
message.
We got a text from one of our listeners saying the chairlift isn't operating this coming weekend. Can you check?
What?
And if it's
I'll
not,
call them.
Drop
yeah.
Todd's name.
We want you to fire that thing up.
Yeah. I've done that for the roller coaster. VIP's in town. It's like it's closed. Yeah, well, fire it up. So
that's how you get on. Yeah, I've never been on it because it's always closed.
Yeah, as long as it's over 40 degrees, we can take you. And I have done that a number of times when people are in town. Like, yeah,
of course
you gotta go ride a roller coaster. So, okay, all right. They go out there and walk the track and fire it up. So, anyway. Yeah, could you, let's look into that. All right. So, Brittany, tell us about the week. Like, when's it going to start warming up again? So we can plan. This is going to be an unbelievable weekend, even though it's 7 days away, 6 days away.
I know. So we'll have this little cold snap to start the week, but the skies stay clear after today. We really start to see the sunshine dominate, and that continues through the entire weekend. And in fact, we've got a low pressure system off to the west that's going to warm us up. So like I said, on Thursday, we're going to make it to the low 60s.
Oh, Thursday.
And then for Friday, upper 60s. Saturday, 70. Sunday, 69 for highs. The only chance of rain we have is today. We could see some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, and then Saturday night. But that system clears them out of here, so we're going to be just fine for Sunday. Packers are going to be just great, too. It's going to be a gorgeous, warm weekend again. That's still well above average. We should be in the 50s. So
I know we're a little ways out, Brittany, but, you know, Halloween is my favorite holiday, and...
Ooh.
We either are very nice for Halloween or we've got snow on the ground. It's a ways out, but are we looking like there's going to be a cold snap coming in for that, or are we going to stay in the mild conditions?
Good question. I haven't looked that far out
yet. I was wondering
next
too,
week
Todd.
To be continued.
All right. Well, we all want that update, but I will tell the listeners is you got to go out and get your candy now. Do you remember that one year they ran out? Like it was not a shortage. It wasn't like big, but the good candy was gone.
Yeah, you can't be that house.
No. Everybody's got, in our neighborhood's a little competitive, right? We got these big candy bars. If you go there and you get those little Snicker things, boo. You know, if they would skip my house, that would break my heart.
Aww.
So, anyway, we went and got that stuff already. It's all, so let's remember that.
You,
and Brittany, give us a great
report. Do you dress up for the trick-or-treaters?
You know,
do you go all out? How's it?
To hand out the candy, you mean? Yeah,
yes.
Sometimes I've got a scarecrow outfit that I wore. I don't know, it's all a straw, the hat. It's pretty cool, but I have to put makeup on for that.
Nice.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, you know, Packer jersey, pretty lame. But I don't know, it
depends. You could at least just put a sheet over you.
Yeah.
But no, I would, right?
Well, one year...
Yeah. Sometimes I just was back, you know, 15 years ago, I would just be wearing, I'd get home from work, right? Still be wearing a suit. And
you're like, I'm the mayor.
That's what I'm dressed up as. And I do have a mummy that's upside down, you know, that's like all cotton or whatever that is. It's hanging, kind of swinging up on my like porch.
Nice.
So I say to kids, that's my mummy. And then they kind of, you know, they look at me and
then
I'm
they
like,
kick you in the shins and run.
This guy's weird.
Steal your candy bars.
But no, I think that's a great holiday. I just think that hasn't changed a whole heck of a lot in 40, 50 years. I think I think people are nice and I think kids are friendly and I think it's a nice get around the neighborhood. And, you know, people who don't participate, kind of like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, just give them a quarter. You know, I mean, it's something.
A potato. I've seen videos.
Why?
Like, I don't know. It's just like
a thing. That's weird.
They put a potato in the bag of
potato
candy.
Chips.
No, a potato. And kids will be like, oh, a potato. And they take it. And it's like.
What do you mean, oh, potato? Oh, potato. And then they throw it down. You got potatoes smashed all over your driveway.
No, they take it with them. They're excited about it.
A potato? I've never. Okay. I don't know. We'll look into that. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in your. I don't want to be like John Mayo. Oh, pull. But. There was, when I was a kid, of course, that was 40 years ago, probably longer than that. It was longer than that. It was 50 years ago.
You guys were chewing on a whale blubber back then for gum.
A lot of the stuff we used to get was homemade. Cookies, bars, Rice Krispie bars, that kind of stuff.
And be very frowned upon now.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen anymore.
Do you still like check your kids? Well, I guess not you, but
do I check my kids? You could say when my kids would trick or treat, would I check their candy?
Yeah.
Only to pull out the Kit Kat bars.
Oh, all right. You weren't looking for the
razor blades. Nah, that's right. I'll pass on that. Right. No, we would go through their candy, but yeah, I would. You guys don't want this. These aren't good for you.
The dad tax.
Kit Kat. Yeah, the dad tax. That's what it was.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. So Brittany. The leaves. Tell me one more time, if people are, today's Monday and they're listening in Oshkosh and Appleton and Green Bay, where should they go if they want to go these next few days? Where is it like peak? Like you say, isn't Antigo good? That neck of the woods, did I hear?
Yes. Antigo, Tomahawk, Rhinelander.
No, Rhinelander.
What is it? Minocqua area, Eagle River. You head up north at all, you're going to hit it. I mean, even Shawano, I believe, is at peak right now. So it's creeping towards you guys. It is anywhere outside of the Fox Valley, basically, if you head north. I think the Fox Valley is looking right now at about 35 to 40% color. So they're forecasting the third week of October. I'm thinking more like the third to fourth week.
So, all right. So you guys listening, take care if you're... Maybe if your mom's at home or your parents, you know, pick them up, go for a little drive. Not that busy during the week. Weekends, I guess, I bet it's going to be a little bit crazier. But what a nice little trip. Drive up to Antigo, stop in at Jack's. Isn't that bar on the corner? That could be fun. I used to go there. That's where my wife is from, Antigo.
Oh, we drive through Antigo to go up north.
Yeah, I used to. I remember when I had to drive up there to ask her dad, you know, if I could marry her. And I thought it was further away. I don't know why. I've been up there a million times. I get there, it's like 5:30. They don't get up till like 8. I'm just sitting in my car waiting for the lights to come on. So,
ironically, when he asked his daddy, her daddy, the daddy kicked him in the shins and ran away too. So
that hurt.
That's a dinger.
He was all right. He was all right. Anyway. All right. So
I will say too, up north, if a really good thing, if you don't want to walk, you don't want to hike and do all that physical activity, if you can, you rent an ATV. You just power right through those woods on those trails, and it is beautiful. And you can cut so much more mileage on that, too. Just a suggestion.
Okay, wait.
That sounds amazing.
All right, if that chairlift's not working, you're ATV's plan B.
Okay, I hope the chairlift is not working. ATV sounds so much more.
That would be great. But I want to leave. I want to be home by the end of the game. We'll talk about that off air. But
Jim drive.
I don't want to spend my whole day.
Jim, you sit behind Brittany and wrap your arms around her.
No. Yeah, I'm driving. Yeah, no, I.
Oh no, Brittany, don't go. On I want that a four. Thing with them.
They're all four wheelers. No, they stop the three wheelers.
Yeah,
stuff.
But
those
the way you
dangerous.
Drive, you'll be up on two wheels
yeah,
the entire
time. That is true.
Time.
We'll take. I'll take the two wheeler. No, that'd be fun. Let's do that. ATV through the
leaves. I'll bring the GoPro.
Man.
Yeah, just for insurance purposes.
But you know. We talked a couple shows about about how leafing is such an industry out east, you know, Maine, Vermont, and people, they travel. A lot of people from Boston go up for the weekend or they some people actually travel to go and look at those leaves. And boy, you look at Wisconsin, it's just absolutely beautiful here, mm-hmm. you know, from I should include the UP on that. But yeah, you're saying this is the week to do it.
This is the week to do it. If not this week, then next week for sure. Make those plans because the state is beautiful. I can't wait.
And when's the sun going to, you said it's going to be clear every day? Because it makes a big difference if the sun's shining or if it's not.
Right.
To it get sure the, does. Like, the brilliant colors.
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we might see a few clouds in the afternoon, but then Sunday you're good to go. So a lot of sunshine on all those days. Gorgeous
doing
week.
That is going to be a great time. All right. Did you have a nice weekend, Brittany? Did you watch the game? You only scored 47 points combined.
You know, I didn't watch it because I was out leafing.
You are an outdoors person. Yeah, we were kind of talking about you a little bit at the surprise birthday party I went to.
And,
you know, just about, you know, like Todd and just, you know, we were just talking about the radio show. And you do a lot. EAA, you're up at the UP, you snowshoe. I mean, that's nice. Well, it's nice that you, as our meteorologist, you don't just read about it. You actually live it.
I'm out there in it. Exactly. Just like yesterday, I had to get my butt home and driving through those winds. I know exactly what people were feeling. Not to mention, there's a lot of traffic on, a lot of construction going on, you guys. That night, that's terrible.
It is that season. It is. Maybe we're going to get it all done before the NFL draft. You know what I mean? Like our state would do that. They would be.
You think so?
I do. I think, yes, all I right. do. I don't know what the strategy is behind the timing and all that stuff, but yeah, Brittany, if we're going to go meet somewhere, I want to go where there's like four lanes, two lanes on each side, because I don't like being in a parade. You know, some dude going at 51 miles an hour and the speed limit 65 or 55.
Have you been in a lot of parades?
Too many.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I have to pass. I finally get up to the pole position where I belong to set the pace. But it takes me a long time to jockey my way up there. And then when I pass the car that's been delaying all this, and then sometimes I gesture to him and my wife gets mad at me because it's usually maybe it could be an older couple, so I shouldn't do that.
Jim.
I know. And that's never happened. I heard about that one time. So anyway. All right, Brittany, find us a place to go that
Will
has
do.
Four lanes. I'll probably okay. see you on Sunday, maybe Saturday, but I would much, much prefer Sunday because I think that would just work better traffic-wise. All right?
Yeah. Sounds good. Cool. I'm excited.
Find a place. You put together the itinerary. I'll pick up the tab, okay? How's that?
Ooh, so if
you
right.
get the, oh, my gosh. He's buying?
Yeah, I'll buy. If you get
I'm
the,
in.
Especially if you get the ATVs. That'd be fun. That'd be a good time to
all
do
right.
that. So yes. let us know. All right. Brittany Merlot, okay. Chief Meteorologist for Civic Media, telling us about the weather in the whole state. Appreciate what you're doing for us, Brittany. And like I said, what I like about you being our weather person is you don't know it, you actually live it. And that's pretty cool to talk about, you know, all the stuff that's going on and how we can enjoy it and take advantage of it. Because love living in Wisconsin, four seasons and lots to do. All right, we're going to be right back. Brittany Merlot.
Thanks, Brittany.
All right, Brittany, we're going to talk to you soon. Take care. This is Mino the Mayor. We have our special guest in-house here, Shannon Cohen, who's helping me out as my sidekick because Johnny's on vacation. Coming up, we're going to talk with John Kramer. John's the guy that went out to D.C. with the victory flight. We'll be right back. Mino the Mayor. All right, welcome back to Mino the Mayor.
Welcome back.
Shannon Cohen is sitting in for Johnny, who is on vacation. Just want to plug one of our great, great sponsors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Really, it's get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors. I have those from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And this is really true. I don't think people think about this, but the durability of the materials, they get tested. You know, they open and close the doors, the latches, those shades, tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years and years, which mine have. Because you don't want to get something and then, you know, the latches start not working. And
right.
They have on those front doors, they have three latches on there, like when you lock it.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, they are. It's fancy.
Do you think that's like somebody's job to just sit there and open doors?
They probably automize that right now, but they do. They test it. Pulls off the custom colors, innovative features like shades in between the glass, which is very cool. You don't have to clean them. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. That is an awesome deal. Certain restrictions apply. This ends October 31st. So you know, reach out to those guys. Get started today at PellaWI.com. Give them a call. Get your windows and doors. Winter's coming, but like Brittany just said, it's looking pretty good. Hey, speaking of weather, I got a text from a friend of mine yesterday from Philadelphia, and he said, "Hey, I just want you to know that all these storms I've been hearing about, every time they mention Milton, I think of your dog."
Aww.
And I thought that was really nice. I'm like, "Yeah, you're not the only one who said that, but thanks for thinking of Milton." But I'm glad. Listen, I don't want him to be scarred. You know, I don't want him to think he's not a good dog.
Because everybody's
talking about how bad Milton was. He's, you know what I mean? So
he's a sweet boy.
I got to put him in a different room when the news comes on. I don't want him to hear that.
Did you see the text that came in, by the way? It says, "If Jim does ride with Brittany, make sure she wears a shirt that says on the back, if you can read this shirt, Jim fell off."
Yep.
No, we'll be good. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to do. Like, looking at leaves is awesome because, my mom's 92. Just to drive around and look at leaves, she loves that. And sometimes you can take a boat, which is very, very cool because you see it from the water, and that reflection on the water is very cool to do. That ATV thing interests me.
Yeah?
I think that would be fun to kind of go through and see the leaves.
I think you would more like a UTV.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's more like where you sit in it.
No, I don't want that. I like the ATV, the four-wheel. I used to have one of those.
Well, yeah, those are four-wheel, too.
No, but those are like little trucks.
Oh, okay.
I don't, that's lame. No, I want to be out in the open.
Just want to be out
no
there.
No helmet.
Oh, you live life dangerously.
I will. Actually, I'll wear a helmet probably, but I want to get out there.
Speaking of Milton, do you let him sleep with you at night?
No.
Where does he sleep?
He's got his own bedroom.
His own bedroom?
Well, that's because the kids are gone. I mean, I have four bedrooms, so he sleeps in Laura's room. He just jumps up on the bed, looks out the window. No, that's where he sleeps. When I get up in the morning, he comes out because I'm getting ready, you know, at like 4:30, quarter to five, and he'll come out. And I'll tell you what, that dog, you know, dogs have commands, you know, sit and shake and all that stuff. When I say go back to bed, he knows exactly what that means.
Really?
He just turns around and goes right back to bed because it's too early for him to be up.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I'm just wondering because I have three dogs.
You don't live in the city of Green Bay because our limit is only two dogs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can we do something about that?
Guess I'm never living in this city.
Yeah, I don't live in the city. But
come on, you want three dogs. We make exceptions. People come to city council, and my son was deployed, so we're taking his dog, so we have three dogs. And we're like, that's fine.
Oh.
That's fine. But we don't want, I mean, come on. It's an urban environment. You don't want to have three, four, five, six dogs like you guys out in the sticks do.
Hey,
anyway, I live in the hood. We have enough people. We don't need dogs.
Well,
but everybody's got a dog. I will say that. I look at my neighborhood. I think everybody in my neighborhood has a dog.
Yeah, pretty
which
much.
Is cool.
Ours too. But anyway, I have two labs and they sleep with me. Us, my husband and I.
Really? At the foot of the bed or in the room?
Oh, they're on the bed.
Oh, no way.
Sometimes Mario, he's our big chocolate lab.
I let my kids sleep with me, much less when they're little.
Like right in between us. This morning I had paws in my face. I had a kid too in there.
No, that, it's too late to turn that back now. See, that's the problem, is you let them, it's like being on the certain furniture. They can be on certain stuff and they can't. And once you break it, they don't understand, they're dogs. They don't understand. So you just got to be, and they don't mind it. They just need to know the rules.
Mario's like an old man though. He just gets in there.
Curmudgeon.
And my husband snuggles him, and they just get all cozy together. And
yeah, okay. No.
Old man curmudgeon sitting right next to you.
No, I mean, I like
it. Two dogs is enough.
During the day,
get on the bed.
I'm on the chair. He always will jump up, and we talk on the chair. And
if you ever go on vacation, Milton can come and stay with me, and he's going to live the good life.
I have a few people who are willing to watch him, so and thank you for offering that, because it's a big deal. Like, you know, I mean, people are who cares about dogs? Well, I do. You really care about that. You think about that when you're going on vacation. Where's a dog going to go?
Yeah.
What they're going to do? And who's going to be good to them? And most people are really good to them. But anyway, yeah, we got a couple of trips coming up. So we're kind of getting that squared away right now.
Tell Milton I'll warm up the bed for him.
Yeah.
He can just crawl right in.
No, I think dogs are great. And as we get older, we encourage people to have dogs because people 60, 65, 70, especially when you retire, they get you out of the house to go for a walk because you can't, dogs need to go for a walk, and we as older people should go for a walk too. So I would encourage people to get a dog. I think they're great. It's just, you got to think about it. Like today, you know, I got to go teach today and then I got to make sure I get back so I can let him out. And we just got to get our schedule squared away because Mondays are a little bit more difficult. But he doesn't know how to use the toilet yet. So we got to kind of let him out.
Oh, we could work on that.
Okay. That's what we got
to
do.
I mean, I would like to do that too.
You'd like to learn how to use the toilet?
That's what I was going to say.
Come on.
Shannon, you got to stay with it. You drink a little more coffee here, honey. You're behind the times here. We got to keep up. Got to keep up.
Remember, three dogs.
6:58. All right. We got a great next hour coming up. This John Kramer from the Press Times. He's been on our show before. He took a trip out with his to Washington, D.C. with some fellow military people. I want to hear about that. We'll talk a little bit more about events coming up in Green Bay, Shannon. I want you to talk a little bit about the Bowl-a-thon and about the whole thing that we're having at the Northland Hotel. What other event do we have coming up we're going to talk about? We talked about the Bowl-a-thon.
Target.
They got a big promotion going on that's going to help charity. And then, of course, Michael Freeman from Simple Life Hospitality. Stick around. This is Mino and the Mayor with special guest Shannon Cohen. We'll be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.